you want more respect and confidence, you gotta raise yourself to a higher consciousness. Being a gent is not just clothes, it's not just status, it's how you carry yourself and become established in fashion and business, lifestyle, etc. Hear interviews from experts, get advice to better you. Sit back, relax, grab your headphones and settle in. This is how we journey in the life of the gentleman. Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman's podcast, and we are so glad that you tuned in today. Today we have a really exciting show prepared for you. At the outset, we're going to be talking about not being too shy, or actually, let's rephrase that, having a bit of confidence. Because you know, when you're starting a business, you need to have a measure of confidence. You can't be shy. You have to be able to reach out, be energetic, and tell people about the product or service that you're offering. Sometimes though, a lot of us sell ourselves short, and we don't broadcast enough about the great service or product that we do have to offer. So we're going to give you some tips today that will help you step out of your shell and to also be able to brag a little bit, if you will, about what you have going on in your life. And the same thing also can be applied to your personal life, whether it's on the job or dealing with a relationship. You have to have a measure of confidence for people to really view you in a certain light and respect you. So we will touch on that as well. Also, a recurring guest is back. Devereaux from The Poised Pursuit is back with 5 business etiquette tips for professionals. So if you are working secularly, you are definitely going to want to know these 5 tips on how you can get ahead in the workplace and establish yourself as someone having etiquette and manners, because that can really make the difference in advancing your career for a new opportunity, or perhaps even getting yourself a raise in pay. So I think you'll want to stay tuned for that as well. Don't forget too, you can get a free copy of the book or audiobook, The Life of a Gentleman, simply by going to our website, thelifeofagent.com, and downloading those books there, either one, audio or an ebook version. Hope you enjoy that free gift. That's our way of saying thanks for tuning into the show. So let's not delay any further. Let's dive into today's episode of The Life of a Gentleman.
Hey everybody, it's DeAndre Marie, the producer of The Life of a Gentleman, and also a host and entertainer. I would like to encourage you to visit my website, itsdeandremarie.com, where you will find my web shows, Get Your Life, and You're Gonna Regret This. I also conduct interviews and event coverage. Whether you want to laugh, get some advice, get more personal with upcoming talent, or relive a fun event, visiting itsdeandremarie.com will satisfy your entertainment needs.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today, we are going to talk about something that can really advance your income and your career, perhaps, if you're in the sales field. And really, overall, you could apply it to different aspects of your life. So before I get into that any deeper, let's welcome back to the show, Darius. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Doing good. You know, right now, Harrison Blake is in the middle of a move. You know, we're moving from our office to a different location. And so, man, we are very busy, but it's good to be on the line and just kind of kick back and talk with you for a minute.
Well, I'm glad you guys are on the move, but I know how busy a move can be, so it's probably not very fun right now.
No, it's definitely not fun. Taking it slow, but making the transition pretty good. It's a pretty cool deal what we're doing. We're moving into a house, so that'll give us some more room and a backyard, so we can kind of just hang out over there and kick it. We'll kind of be looking like the Fast and Furious, maybe, you know, just hanging out at the barbecue with the people. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, a couple of things. If I was out there, I would help you move. I wouldn't act too busy to help you move. And I'm definitely, the next time I'm out there, going to go hang out at the house.
Yeah, definitely. We got to do that. Speaking of hanging out, we're going to have a meetup pretty soon in Philadelphia. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to connecting and hanging out and actually getting some work done. We got a big project in the works. Stay tuned for more information on that, guys. Well, what do you got for us today?
Well, we've been talking about business a lot, and I thought one of the things that we should discuss is people being too humble in business. And what I mean by that is kind of shy and not pushing their business, not selling it, because they're kind of not wanting to push it as hard as they could. And I thought that'd be a good subject for us to address.
You know, that's a great subject, because a lot of times we get into business and, you know, we don't want to toot our own horns, because I think we're brought up you know, those of us that were raised a certain way, that you don't want to be too braggadocious, you know, you don't want to come off cocky. And the thing about business, though, that's not what you're doing, though. I don't think it's the same thing. So this is going to be a perfect subject for those that have a business or are thinking about going into business, because sometimes, you know what, we can be a bit shy, especially if you're shy by nature.
Right, absolutely. The first point I thought of is no one is going to be more passionate than you about your business or care more than you about your business. So if you don't come across with that passion and that energy, the customers that you're trying to get, they're not going to have it, and they're not going to feel it, and it's going to be harder to grow. But if you come at them with a passion and a care, they're going to be thinking, wow, he's really excited about this product or what he's doing. Let me check it out. Let me see what he's got going.
Yeah, that's a great example, because, you know, if you're trying to sell something to someone, you think about a car salesman, used car salesman, man, those guys have all the energy in the world. They're pumping up this 10-year-old vehicle with 100,000 miles on it, making it sound like, you know, it's the coolest thing in the world. And, you know, sometimes it can be annoying, but you know what? They sell a lot of cars. And it's the same thing with any product. You know, just like you said, if you're like, oh, hi, this is my product, you know, who's excited about that? No, you've got to bring your energy up, really pump it up. Don't be afraid to tell people how great your product or service really is.
Absolutely. And that energy is contagious. So when you're talking about your business and you're excited, no matter what product you're selling, they'll catch on to that energy, and then they'll get excited. And then the next thing you know, they at least want to check it out.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Definitely. You have to get their attention, leave them a little bit intrigued, wondering, you know, what it is exactly, wanting to learn more. But if you're real tight-lipped and don't say anything, you know, nobody's ever going to find out about it. And if you don't mind, that kind of transitions to my point that if you don't tell anyone and you're not shouting it from the rooftop, you're not going to have anybody to sell to, because no one will know about it. So if no one knows about it, no one's going to buy. It might be the greatest product in the world. If you don't advertise or tell people about it that you come across, nobody will know.
That's a very good point. You're so right about that, because if you don't share the knowledge of your product to anyone, then no one knows. So it seems like a simple concept, but at the same time, that's how some people are. They're just so shy, they hold it in and they don't share it. So how do you expect people to even know what you're doing?
That's exactly right. You know, I have an online business, and it's funny. So I have a lot of experience with online. So the thing is, a lot of people think, well, it's on the internet, so people are going to find it. Everyone's on the internet, you know, millions and millions of people. That's not even how the internet works. You know, you can have a website, but if you don't point people towards it, what are the odds of them stumbling across it and finding it? It's very slim.
Absolutely. You want people to put the effort into looking for you, even on the internet. So you still have to push your product. That's a really good point.
Yeah, now you have a service that's not on the internet, so it's locally based. Now, have you ever had the chance to reach out to customers and kind of present your product to other businesses? How did that work?
Absolutely. And you know what, Richard? I'm glad you brought that up, because that brought me to my next point, is people appreciate you pushing your business more than you know. In my business, I actually had to go business to business with business cards and just quickly give a presentation. And there was times people were rude, and there was times people were accepting. But at the end of the day, people appreciated that I was at least trying to get my business out there. And I had people calling me back and saying, hey, we're not going to go with you, but we appreciated you coming in and at least sharing it, and we'll keep your information if we go with you in the future. And so when you do that, people appreciate it more than you know. So you don't need to be shy. On the other end of that, you're more appreciated than you know for doing it, for putting forth that effort.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, that's cruel and unusual punishment, what you were doing, walking into a business cold and trying to drum up some business. But you know what? It pays off. I bet out of some of the places that you went into, you had some wins, didn't you?
I did. And it was nerve-wracking at first, I'm not going to lie. The first couple businesses I walked into, I kind of thought to myself, what am I doing? But I just introduced myself, left a card, kept it brief, then moved on to the next business. And after a few days, you know, I got a call. Hey, you were the one that stopped by the office and said you provide the service, and we're actually looking to have it done. Is it, you know, when can we set up the time to do it? And so that made it worth it. But it's not easy. And so you just have to get over the hump of being shy or whatever obstacle you have doing that type of thing and just do it.
Yeah, that's some great advice. I like the fact, you know, we try to be realistic on this podcast. I like the fact that you've got the business experience, you know, You've been through the trenches. You've been there. You know what it takes to overcome some of these obstacles. So thanks for these tips. Really appreciate it. My next tip is, I guess, you know, all of these are pretty similar, but what comes to mind is in business, you have to have a measure of confidence. And I'll tell you a story. You probably know, I love watching Shark Tank just to see the different entrepreneurs come on and present their story and their product. And I remember I was watching one time, and sometimes, you know, the presenters are real nervous, which makes sense, but Mark Cuban, one of the sharks, actually said something to one of them that they lacked confidence, and so because of that, they didn't want to do a deal with them, even though it was a great product. But because they were so shy and timid, it made the investors feel like the product wasn't as good as it really was. You know, so sometimes perception really is reality. And so if you're perceived as, you know, very shy and timid, people almost start to wonder, you know, is this a scam or what are they hiding? When in reality, you're not hiding anything. You're just nervous or shy. So we got to overcome that if we are going to really play in the big leagues, so to speak.
That's a very good point. We mentioned it earlier when we were talking, but I can't stress enough that energy is contagious. So if you get too shy about your product or your business, your customer is going to get shy about your product or your business. And if you get excited, they'll get excited. So that's a very good point, because that's exactly what was happening. When they act nervous about their product, then the Shark Tank judges got nervous about their product. So again, one more time, if someone's out there, write it down. Energy is contagious.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, energy is contagious, definitely. But, you know, overall, you know, confidence in business is a good thing. But also in our everyday lives, we need a bit of confidence too. Let's say you're not actually selling anything. You're just going through life. Has there been times, or are there any experiences you think of you or anyone you know that lacked confidence and it didn't turn out well for them?
Well, I could talk about my own dating experience. When I was shy and kind of timid and didn't act as if I knew where I was really going in life, I couldn't get a phone number, right? And then when I finally figured out what I was doing and came across more confidence, I was able to get married. So that's the little experience that I had with it.
Yeah, you know, that makes total sense. You know, you walk up to somebody all nervous and kind of stumbling over your words, kind of mumbling. Your body language also sometimes gives it off, kind of hunched over. You're not getting anywhere with that. You know, that's a sure way to get rejected in business, or like you said, in dating, just in life in general. And so we really have to be careful. And just to be completely transparent with everyone, we're not saying go over the top and be confident, so confident that it's arrogance. You know, that's not what we're saying. There's a balance there. And I think we want to make sure that comes across in this discussion, right, Darius?
Absolutely. You never want to come across arrogant or too cocky, because at the end of the day, that still seems like lack of confidence. Or actually, it is lack of confidence, right? You're overcompensating for it. You just want to be real and be very confident in yourself. And that's why one of the things about the podcast I like is when you're talking about clothing and all those type of things, how you dress, how you present yourself, those will give you real confidence. So you make such a good point. You don't want to be arrogant. You don't want to be overconfident. You don't want to come across like you know everything. Everything that you do is the best thing. No. What you want to do with your brand is look nice, present well, and be truly confident about the product that you're selling or the business that you're selling.
Yeah, really, I mean, it's a simple formula. Like you said, you just broke it down. You know, you wake up in the morning, get yourself all together. You're looking good. You feel good. And now you got to present yourself to the world in a positive way, because, man, the way things are today, in today's society, if you walk out of the house and you're interacting with people with just a low level of confidence or very shy and very timid, you are preparing yourself to get stepped on and to get walked all over. At the same time, like we said, you don't want to do that to someone else. You don't want to walk over other people, but you have to have your head high, your back straight, and have some confidence.
Absolutely. And that way you will be successful. It may take time, but it will definitely help towards your success.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, well, you know what? I had a lot of fun talking about this topic. You know, it's a lot of good reminders, because a lot of us are just naturally shy people, you know, myself included. I'm not very outgoing of a person. You know, just being on the podcast and doing the podcast has really helped me to come out of my shell a little bit more, but also just good reminders for being in the sales business. You know, not to be scared to say how great of a product you have. So good reminders, man. I really appreciate it.
No, there are great points. One of my favorite points that you made is don't be overconfident. It's like I remember when we used to play basketball, and when you got overconfident, I could beat you. And so it's just good life lessons.
Yeah. We keep talking about this basketball. So when we meet up, man, I think it's time. It's been too many years since we played a little one-on-one. It might be a little slower version of the old days, but
I think we should play to like three and see how long that game lasts.
Or we could play horse. We could just shoot. No contact.
Sounds good to me.
All right, man. Looking forward to hooking up with you in a couple weeks, live and in person. Until then, let's keep this podcast rolling.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you for your time. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Take care.
And now it's time for A Woman's Touch. This is to give listeners tips on etiquette and men's fashion from an etiquette and manners expert. Since good manners and etiquette is timeless, these tips will definitely help you achieve the gentleman's code. So now, this is A Woman's Touch, only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today we are joined by someone who was on the show in the past, brought so much value. I was practically begging to have her come back on the show. Who I'm talking about is Devereaux from The Poised Pursuit. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Richard. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, yeah. We really enjoyed the last time you came on and talked about how our image can make or break our career. So I am very excited to hear what you have in mind for this time and the tips that we're going to learn.
Absolutely. So today we are talking about 5 business etiquette tips for the working professional. So all the gentlemen out there that are grinding in their careers or hustling, this is the show for you.
Oh yeah, we need that because everybody is either working or pursuing their passion, have a side hustle, or a business of their own. So we are all ears. We're ready to take in these tips. Let's hear them.
Okay, jumping right in. So the first tip is going to be, you can never hear it too many times, professional image. It's always important to look professional at all times when you're in a workplace professional environment. So this includes if you're at a conference, if you're at a job fair, if you are at an internship, if you're at work, if you're at an interview, anything where you are in a professional environment doing work. And as an entrepreneur, I think that sometimes the area seems to be a little bit gray, but you should still take the same approach that you would if you were working at, you know, let's say a bank, J.P. Morgan. You wouldn't show up to a client meeting in jeans and beat up sneakers that you wear to the gym, would you? So it's about really being appropriate, being professional at all times for every occasion.
I like that. It makes sense. It's something sometimes that people forget, especially like if you've been on the job for a while, start to get a little bit careless or relaxed. So good point to remember.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, sometimes you get a little comfortable, as you mentioned, or, you know, if you're an earlier career professional, you just don't know. And so this is a great opportunity for you to start really learning about professional dress and tailored suits and different accessories that you can wear to mix and match and show your personality. But always being professional is going to really help you to build and maintain a positive personal brand.
Perfect. I like that tip a lot. Can't wait to hear the next one.
Okay, the second one is around communication, and so it's going to be email etiquette. Now, this is something that a lot of my clients, they really kind of miss the mark on this. And, you know, it's something that if you're typing too fast, you may not even realize that you're not doing this. But when you send an email, every single email should have a relevant subject line, something that's relevant to the message. So if you're emailing a coworker or a prospective client, you want to put something in the subject line that's going to be like a summary or at least give someone an idea of what the email is about. If I'm opening an email that has no subject or just has one word that has nothing to do with the email, by the time I'm reading the email, I'm like, so confused. What is going on here? So yeah. Have professional communication at all times, and especially with emails, people feel like it's kind of relaxed, but no, you want to make sure you're staying buttoned up in your communication, and every single email has a relevant subject line.
I like that tip a lot. If you don't mind, can I ask a question about email?
Sure.
When you write an email in a business setting, do you have to have a greeting, like hello or something like that? Because you get a lot of emails that don't have them. I was just curious about that.
Yes, Richard, that's a great question. And, you know, the funny thing is I actually did a YouTube video on my blog last year about email etiquette. So when you are sending the first email, the very first one, whether it's a response or you're sending the first email to that person and then they're going to reply back, always want to include a greeting. Now, it's going to be the most appropriate greeting, right? So if it's someone that you're addressing as a doctor or with a proper title, Mr. or Mrs. and their last name, rather than calling someone their first name or even worse, a nickname, if you don't have the permission to call them that, you want to just keep things, you know, as professional as possible, but always a hello, hi, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Taylor. Good morning, Mrs. Taylor. Hello, Dr. Taylor. Something that's going to be appropriate in that first email communication that. And then you can start to see how the other person responds to you. Now, for me personally, I think that if you're emailing a client, you always want to be professional at all times. If you're emailing your boss or someone like a VP or a senior level executive at your company, you always want to be professional. But if it's a colleague, a peer, a teammate, you may not need to send every single email back to them with, hi, Bob. Sometimes you can just go straight into the message without needing to include that greeting. But the first email you send to that person, maybe that day or for that particular initiative or subject that you're talking about, definitely want to include a greeting.
Oh, thank you so much for that clarification. It's one of those questions that people have, and no one seems to know the answer, but thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I like to say when it comes to business and corporate etiquette, always err on the side of professionalism. It's like, you know, if you show up to work every day in a suit, I mean, granted, let's say you worked at, you know, a retail store like DSW, you may feel a little bit out of place, but there's no harm in being overdressed or over-professional. So certainly, definitely always want to include a greeting.
Great.
Okay, the third tip is going to be on business dining. Now, this is probably going to blow your audience's mind, but this is something that I feel like is the number one thing people need to know when it comes to business dining. And it's this. The person who extends the invitation covers the bill. If you are inviting someone out for a business lunch to talk about a proposal, or you're asking a client to come out to dinner with you, you need to be prepared to pay the bill when it comes to the table. I think this is where a lot of professionals miss the mark a little bit, because they make the assumption that, oh, well, we're just going out as friends, or even if it's a client lunch, I mean, it's lunch, so I don't really have to pay. You do. You do have to pay if you're extending the invitation. That is the proper business dining etiquette.
Uh-oh. I think a lot of people, like you said, their minds just got blown, and some people just hung up on our podcast. No. That's definitely an eye-opener. I'm glad you said that, because what a mistake that you could make. You know, you inviting someone out for a business lunch, and maybe they know the rules of etiquette, and they're kind of expecting you to pay, and the bill comes, and you have this awkward moment. So no more of those, guys. No more awkward moments when the bill comes. Now we know. Thank you. Thank you for that tip.
You're welcome. And I would say, if you're going out to lunch or to dinner with a teammate of yours and it's not a formal business dining experience, that's completely different. But if you're taking out, for example, your boss or a client or a prospective client, you've got to be prepared to pay the bill. It's the only professional thing to do.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, especially if you're trying to gain someone's business too. You invite them and then they have to pay. It really doesn't make sense, I guess.
Okay, number four. this tip is going to be about office etiquette. Now, I know that some gentlemen may not believe they would fall into this category of doing this, but if you really be honest, you might find yourself guilty, if you're honest. Okay, so this office etiquette tip is to never gossip about coworkers or colleagues. Now, if I'm being honest, I've been guilty of doing this before, and now that I'm conscious of it and I'm knowledgeable about the proper etiquette, I no longer do it. But it's so easy to just walk around to your coworker's cue, or if you're standing in the break room and someone starts to talk about something they heard about, or you see somebody walk by and someone makes a comment, it's easier to just say something back without thinking. So you really have to almost hold your tongue to make sure that you're not gossiping. And I would really categorize gossip as anything that is not fact-based or anything that is an opinion that doesn't necessarily need to be said. And if you do need to say it, it's something you can say directly to that person rather than other people about that person. So if it's something about the way they're dressed or the food that they bring in for lunch or the time they come into work, if it's late or whatever it is, you can address it and just be direct with them one-on-one rather than talk about that person or that situation to other people.
Well, I like that tip. That's something in the workplace that goes on far too often, people gossiping and talking about others. So that's a great one for us gentlemen to remember. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, grand finale, tip number 5. Okay, so this one is about business cards. You always want to carry them. And here's the trick. You want to make sure that all of your business cards are properly carried in a holder. The reason why is because you want to keep them clean and neat. You don't want them folded up, stains on them, pin marks, dried candy, lint. I mean, it's just entirely unprofessional to hand someone a dirty business card. Especially if you're an entrepreneur. I mean, you always have to be ready. And while I'm mentioning entrepreneurs, the thing about business cards is that as you own your own business, you know that there really is no quote-unquote off time. Sure, there are times when you are not necessarily on the clock working, you're out to lunch with friends, you're on vacation, but guess what? The hustle never ends. So you can be anywhere, at the gym, at the mall, pulling out of Chick-fil-A, at the parking lot, going through the drive-thru. You could potentially find a partner or a prospect or some type of person that can help you to advance your company, and you just never know where that opportunity could be. So you've got to be prepared and always have your business cards.
You know, the thing I'm going to take away from tip number 5 is the hustle never ends. I like that. I was just talking with somebody and we talked about going to a networking event, and I had to confess I didn't have any business cards on me. Man, talk about embarrassing. So what a great reminder for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's no harm in running out. If you are out all day working and you've given out all your business cards for that day, that's nothing to be ashamed of. But that's a different situation than being out and about running errands and you have just absolutely no cards. So definitely just make sure, gentlemen, that you've got them handy and you'll always be prepared and ready whenever someone's around.
Oh, that's perfect. All these tips, really, all 5 of them were just great. And there's so many different ways we can apply them. So this is one that we'll have to go back to and listen to over again so we can really take these in and apply them to our everyday life. So before we close out, let us know how we can get in touch with you, your website, so that we can follow up if we have questions or want to sign up for one of your courses, because they look phenomenal.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the compliment, Richard. So I would really encourage all of you to check me out. I've got all of my services, all of my information at thepoisedpursuit.com. We've got the link in the bio for you. And I'm available on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter at The Poised Pursuit. I'm also on YouTube as The Prep Pursuit, where I give weekly advice And I've got a special offer for your audience today, Richard. I would like to invite all of you to enjoy my services or my online etiquette courses with a 15% off discount using the code Seize the Day. So that's SEIZETHEDAY. No spaces, all caps, Seize the Day. And I'd love for you to check out my services, see if there's any area of your life that I can help you to upgrade, to advance your company or your career. And I look forward to working with you.
Oh, that sounds great. And thank you for the generous offer with the discount. I hope that the listeners will take advantage of it and be able to brush up a little bit more on their etiquette, because we all want to live this life of a gentleman. And it's always, as we say on the show, it's more than just about dressing nice and being fashionable. We have to be the total package. So thank you for coming on and helping us do just that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoy the experience, and I look forward to connecting with your audience.
Thank you again, and we'll make sure that we can have you on again in the future if possible. Well, guys, that wraps up another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We really can't thank you enough. But could you do us a favor? Would you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast? By doing this, it only takes really a second of your time. Simply go on iTunes, hit the rate and review, and also don't forget to subscribe. And what that does is make sure that you get the next episode every week free to your phone or device. And also, it helps us to reach other people that may be interested in this information as well. Last but not least, before we close out the show, we want to send a big thank you to everyone that was involved. Darius, for joining us at the top. Also, Devereaux from The Poise Pursuit for giving us those great etiquette tips that really can help us to be able to establish ourselves as someone trustworthy, someone who is respectable, and someone that respects others. That is so important when we're living the life of a gentleman. We also hope that you walk a little taller with your head held up a little bit higher, because you have a measure of confidence. You know, all of us do great things, wonderful things, whether it's in our business or personal life. And don't be afraid to toot your own horn, as it were, once in a while, and let people know the great things that you have going on. And you'll be surprised how much they support you. Speaking of that, last but not least, let me mention a discount code for those interested in the Harrison Blake Apparel monthly subscription. You can use this code SEASON, SEASON. That gets you $15 off your first monthly subscription package. And so I feel it's the greatest value in men's apparel right now. So that allows you to get your first monthly package of one tie plus four accessories for only $10. And that includes free shipping. So jump on there and check that out. Before we go, also thank you to Deandra. She does an awesome job producing for us. If you love the background music, all the work that goes on behind the scenes, she is the genius behind all that. So we thank her as well. Until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club, where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com.